When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. We've been on a bit of a break, but we're back stronger than ever, ready to give you content. Many of you have been sending in emails asking for advice and just pouring out, saying thank you for this podcast. You're helping me identify some things, and I want to thank you all for your emails, your Facebook messages, and leaving comments and subscribing. So I will ask that you do leave us a 5-star rating if you haven't done so already. Please drop a comment. Please share this podcast with someone whom you think this will help. We're here not just for popularity or not for popularity at all. We're here because we truly want to help somebody. I know what it's like to walk through life suffering. I know what it's like to walk through life through the lens of low self-esteem and feeling unworthy. And if I can help one somebody not feel that way, then I feel that my job has been completed when it comes to this podcast. So if you have not subscribed to us already, please do so. If you have not left us a review, I'm going to ask for a 5-star rating, drop a comment, share with friends, post on social media, and let's help the world save itself from itself. I would greatly appreciate it. If you are one of the people who prefer to reach out on email, please email me. I'm always available. My email can be found in the show notes, but it is overcoming@thetasjr.com, or you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TempestSSmith. Please like that page and you can inbox me. I love to respond. I love your feedback, and even if it's just a question, I will keep you anonymous. Your question may appear on this show, or I may answer it. I will answer an inbox, but it may appear on the show. I will keep you anonymous. I don't believe in blasting people, especially about issues regarding low self-esteem. I'm not going to do a podcast about low self-esteem and then blast somebody with a private question. So today's topic is regarding depression. Before I get into this podcast, I will put this out there that I am not a licensed professional. If you believe you are suffering from depression, please don't self-diagnose, which is something we'll talk about today. But please go see a psychologist, counselor, a licensed therapist, and get the help that you need. But please don't self-diagnose. Please don't take my word and say, oh, I'm depressed, or I'm not depressed, because depression affects us in different ways. It shows up in different ways, and I would really prefer, and I would really sleep better at night knowing that you got the proper help that you needed. So again, if you feel that you are depressed or you're suffering from depression, please go see a licensed professional. And since I'm on that subject, before we dive into this podcast, I will say, whatever negative connotations you have about counseling or therapy, please dismiss those. Mental health is a major issue, especially in this country. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's part of life. I feel like everyone should at least visit a licensed professional as often as possible to help us maintain control of our mental health issues. No one's perfect. People hide behind smiles and work and positivity, but at the core, all of us suffer from something. So just like you get your body checked out, hopefully, I hope that you also get your mind checked out as well. So again, today we're talking about depression, how that appears, what that looks like, all that good stuff. And if there's a need for a part two, because we do like to keep our podcast to a certain limit, of course we'll venture out and do a second or third part. So what is depression? The working definition that we'll be using is a condition characterized by a low mood. So beginning of the podcast, I said don't self-diagnose, because I think a lot of us get into a funk or have a bad day and we self-diagnose ourselves as suffering from depression, as in, not that I'm depressed for the moment, but we kind of say suffering from depression as in you are diagnosed with this issue. And as I stated earlier, the only person that can really diagnose you from suffering from depression is a licensed professional. So I would say be aware or be careful of self-diagnosing yourself. I do feel that those of us who suffer from low self-esteem self-diagnose the most. I don't have any statistics on that, but it appears that those of us who suffer from low self-esteem or those who are overcoming it, we tend to woe is me. We tend to have a pity party, and we tend to self-sabotage, and we hide that or we excuse that by self-diagnosing ourselves with some mental health condition. One, that's unfair, because there are people out here who are actually suffering and who have been diagnosed and who have been to a licensed professional and who is putting in the work, who is doing the exercises, and some of us are on medications. And I think it's just unfair when we self-diagnose. That's poor character, in my opinion, but that also reflects back to low self-esteem. So just some quick stats on depression. Number one, did you know that up to 25% of people of the population are at risk of suffering from depression? And why do you think that is? I think, in my opinion, up to 25%, and I feel like that's a very low number. I would say maybe 25% willing to admit to it, maybe. But I feel that that number, 25%, are at risk from suffering is because a lot of us pretend very well. A lot of us go through things in life. A lot of us go through pain, and we don't necessarily know how to handle it. We experience death of a loved one or a breakup of a long-term relationship, loss of a job, loss of a house, or, you know, financial reasons. And since we don't know how to properly heal or properly grieve, we put on a fake smile and some positive energy, some fake positive energy, and we go on about our day but we're crumbling and suffering on the inside. I feel that that is low self-esteem. I feel that that is a trigger of low self-esteem. Because if you cared about yourself, if you were, if your self-esteem was at a higher rate, I feel that you would take the necessary steps to properly grieve or properly go through the process of dealing with whatever you're dealing with. But a lot of us bury ourselves in work. We bury ourselves behind a smile, and we think smiling and repeating affirmations and things like that fixes the problem. And while I do stand for affirmations, I do stand for positive energy, I do stand for, you know, lighting candles and prayer and meditation, I also understand that there is a process to heal and overcome certain things in our lives. So let me know what you think about what, either in a comment or in an email, let me know why you think up to 25% of the population is at risk. Another interesting fact, but not really surprising, women are 3 times more at risk for suffering from depression. I think as a woman, in America, and I'll push it a little further as a Black woman in America, we go through a lot. We, again, internalize a lot of our feelings. We're not always easy on the expressing of our feelings. I feel like we bottle up a lot of things. We have, you know, we think we have to have the perfect career and the perfect education. We have to have the perfect relationship, perfect kids, perfect house, just appearance, the perfect weight, the perfect hair, the perfect hair color. Do my shoes match my purse? Do my purse match my accessories? Is my dress okay? Are my pants okay? Should I go here? Should I not go here? I've gained some weight. How do I spiral out of control when it comes to that? So women especially, although this is not a podcast that only targets women, but since I am a woman, I do understand how we can take our emotions, swallow them up on the inside, go on about our days as if nothing is wrong, but we are killing ourselves on the inside, and we come home and spiral out of control, and boom, there goes our low self-esteem. So how, these are examples of how depression shows up: memory, or a lack of memory, appetite, either a loss of appetite or eating everything in sight, energy level. This is normally a very low energy level. You don't want, you don't want to do absolutely anything. You'd rather lay around all day or lay in the bed, not showering, not, you know, doing your hygiene, obviously not eating or not eating correctly. You're not exercising. You're not drinking enough water. You're just lounging around, sleeping. We either don't sleep enough or we sleep all day. And sex life. This is an adult podcast, but your sex life can be affected by your depression or state of depression, and obviously about your low self-esteem. So how do you, if you're listening to this podcast and you think you suffer from depression, either clinically diagnosed or maybe you're going through a tough time and you don't feel like yourself, what are some of the ways that you think or you have seen depression pop up in your own life? And just, I'm not picking on anyone, because I feel like I have gone through a state or stages of depression throughout my life. If you followed me for any amount of time, you know that I was in my early 20s, I was in a not so great relationship, and it did cause me to spiral out of control. I lost, I would comb my hair and hair would fall out. I would be stressed out. I would want to lay in bed all day. I would want to sleep all day. I had no energy to do anything. So when I talk about not showering or not taking care of myself or not doing proper hygiene or eating too much or eating too little, no exercise, no water, just in a blank state, I've been there. And I wish that I had the courage to go at that time. I wish I had the courage to have went to a licensed professional, because I could have avoided a lot of things years later had I gone and talked to someone and properly healed myself. I went through, once I left that relationship, I went through stages of anger. I would shut down on people. I would not engage with people. In a couple of episodes back, you heard me talk about being an introvert or feeling unworthy. I always felt unworthy no matter the situation. I would take my unhealedness and lash out on someone if they did the slightest thing to me. I would, you know, abandon people before they abandoned me, or I would try to hurt people before they hurt me, because I just assumed that everyone had it out for me. But had I gone to a licensed professional, like I keep stressing, then maybe I could have avoided a lot of self-inflicted pain, and I could have avoided hurting other people that I love and care about very near and dear to me. So that, we're going to stop this podcast here. Just a quick overview of depression. Next time we'll go deeper into depression, finding out ways to identify it and how we can heal from it. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Overcoming Low Self-Esteem. As I stated, I would love your feedback. I love your questions. I love your comments and suggestions. Maybe you will be featured on the show. Maybe I'll highlight your question or your comment. You can find this information in the show notes again, but the email is overcoming@vatsjr.com, or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Tempest S. Smith. Until next time, have a great day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.